Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys. Monday show. I'm just being up front. I'm fucking tired. Since we moved to Edgewater, I cannot get any sleep. I mean, my sleep is better on the weekend. Not last night. Oh, man, David. You know what? You picked up my spirits. I'm not tired anymore. David Rivera coming in with $20 super sticker. Super chatting on the YouTube channel. Thank you, David. Got a big show planned today. I got Jake Hudson, very cool guy. He's helped me out a lot when it comes to this streaming stuff. Am I coming in hot audio-wise or coming in hot with David Rivera giving me the 20? So does it sound bad now? I gotta remember, Vulture, radio lingo, yeah, coming in hot means the audio could be bad. Okay, I was about to say, I was like, oh, fuck, what's up with the audio? So, I'm sleeping 3 o'clock in the morning today. Some bitch, and I know that I shouldn't say bitch, but she was screaming and yelling at there's a complex across the street. Almost right across the street from the house I live in. And she's screaming and yelling and I know a lot of you guys are probably going to be like, oh, well, why didn't you go out and see what was going on? No, I don't get involved. I'm sleeping. What's up, Jake Hudson? Be talking to you here in just a few. This bitch woke me up at 3 o'clock. I guess she was getting into a fight with her old man, was screaming and yelling, trying to say, come help me, come help me. And I'm just like, I'm not getting involved. I don't need any white trash drama. And if somebody is trying to harm you, I really hope that he makes it fast because I want to go back to sleep. And the cops did show up and stuff, but I'm also one of those people. Once I get woken up, you could say that I'm woke. You know, I could get on that Ron DeSantis thing, you know, the stop woke thing. If it meant about people not waking you up, no, it means a whole other different thing. So couldn't get any sleep there. What up? What you drinking? How are you, my friend? Jake Hudson. Jake Hudson says he is raiding with a party of three. Well, I mean, come on. I mean, besides Jake being, you know, an all around good guy, I'm working it, man. I'm definitely working it. I'm trying to work it because Jake Hudson brings some people with him and stuff. Oh, so I got to play this audio. Tampa Bay Lightning are playing tonight, trying to close out the series. And I saw this, and I think the Florida Panthers, game four tonight, Tampa could sweep them.
Florida Panthers.
Well, there is numerous reports of the Florida Panther players out partying at the strip clubs. And guess what? I want to know what strip club they were at. But this is from the Pat and Aaron show on 95.3 WDAE. Florida Panther players are out at one of the great numerous strip clubs that is in Tampa.
You think you're getting your butt kicked. You'd want to rest if you're the Florida Panthers, right? President Cup. Embarrassment right now, down 3-0. I know it's the Tampa Bay Lightning, but
I mean, come on. If I was down 3-0, wouldn't you want to go out there? Man, enjoy the strip clubs.
Embarrassing, eh? You want to call it an in-state rivalry? You'd think maybe you'd want to rest up a little bit.
The Lightning, Aaron, have scored more in two different games than the Panthers have in the entire series.
I mean, I know the Panthers, and that's ridiculous. I know the Panthers have finally got on the board yesterday with a power play goal. I mean, about time.
Come on, get to the part where they're out.
Win
at the strip club.
They'd want some rest.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, no. According to a very trusted source.
A very good source. An anonymous source, but a spot on source.
I mean, come on. I'm pretty sure that they're not lying, but come on. I would not put it past a radio show to make up something like this.
Who knows
this happened. A lot of the Panthers team. I don't want to say all of them.
Do we know how many?
A lot of them.
A lot is the word we got? Okay.
This does kind of sound like a radio bit, but I want it to be, yeah. What up, Bubble Light? How are you, my friend? What up, Tuttle? Hope you have a great week. Thank you, my friend.
A lot. They were partying late into the night last night.
What strip club?
And
I need to know. Come on, you don't want to give up your source, but you could tell me what strip club they were at.
And found themselves at a local establishment in which there are women who dance for money on stages.
Just say a strip club.
Strip clubs.
What a wonderful description. Women who dance for money.
Yeah, I'm going with what Vulture says, 2001.
And it's a great time. And I'd love to be doing that if my birthday wasn't on a Monday to start the week. But man, I'll tell you what, even myself, the degenerate that I am, I don't think if I was getting my butt kicked.
Why not?
In a huge playoff series.
I mean, boobs, naked chick, champagne room. You're a Florida Panther hockey player. Even though you're in Tampa, you know that you're going to get the special treatment. So why not? I'm down 3-0. I might as well enjoy some of the best strip clubs in the state of Florida because say what you want. Tampa might be a second-rate city compared to Miami. No. I want to go out. Yeah, Dollhouse or Mons Venus.
And the day of getting my butt kicked, earlier on in the day.
Well, next day.
With a grueling back-to-back the following day, which is today. Even me, head of the degenerates, I don't even think I could pull that off.
Hanging out. I don't know. I mean, I would like to believe that it is true. I don't know. Well, we'll see. Because if you were at a strip club and stuff, you could always just say, oh, well, you know, we were out a little bit too late. And it is a back-to-back night. Most 9 times out of 10 in the NHL playoffs, you get at least a day off. You'll usually get at least a day off. They don't play a lot of back-to-back games. Was there something going on at Amalie that they could not play because they had Friday, Saturday off, and then they're playing Sunday, Monday? So were they, like, double-booked or something? Because, I mean, this is a big-ass change. All right, so there's a lot of these teachers having sex with their student stories. But this one has a twist to it. This chick, and I got to tell you, pretty steamy for a teacher. But she was brought into the school that she's at now to replace a teacher that was fired for having sex with his student. Well, guess what? This broad ended up getting busted for the same thing. For the teacher she replaced.
Shocking allegations against another teacher at a local school, a music teacher charged with having an inappropriate.
Yeah, Twisted Movies brings up a great point. I mean, especially Canadians and hockey players, way tougher. Hockey players are pretty rough dudes. I think they can get a lap dance and take a shot into the boards. Matter of fact, might even make them play looser. Getting that release, maybe they're not going to be as uptight when they play the Lightning tonight. I mean, because, you know, they're already going to be playing loose. Like, all right, let's give it our all. And, you know what, we lose, we lose. Oh, Kendall Hill coming in with cheering some bits. Thank you, Kendall Hill. See, that's another reason. Big-ass trucks coming by nonstop. That's why I'm not getting any sleep. Scooter gang came by last night as well, too. You know, the very busy street coming down through here, but I would love to just like, man, can you buy those spike strips that the cops have for own personal use? I'd love to sit out there because there is a tree I could hide behind and just roll that out when the scooter gang with about five loud ass scooters that have no mufflers. Sounds like a swarm of bees when they're coming by. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I want to, though. Holy shit.
...relationship with a student, and that teacher replaced another music teacher 2 years ago who also allegedly had a relationship with a student.
Shelley Bortz is live with what she just learned about the investigation. Shelley.
Well, you're right.
Man, Shelley. As red as your face is, pink might not be a good color for you.
Olivia Ortz replaced the music teacher here at Wilmington Area School District 2 years ago after he lost his job for alleged inappropriate.
All right, so I don't look, man or women, it's wrong. I'm not going to be one of those guys that says, oh, yeah, it's okay for a female teacher to do it to a kid. No, it's not right, but I will admit that it's not as bad as a male teacher doing it to a female student. But I want to hear how they word this, because I listened to this story already, and I could have sworn that it was a female teacher and a female student.
Appropriate relationships with several students. He's awaiting trial.
As soon as it was discovered, it was reported to Childline. It was reported to us.
Police were alerted to a possible...
Oh, come on. For real? There's not a boy or a kid student, a teenage boy in high school that would turn down this chick right here. She's pretty goddamn steamy. Look at that. Holy crap. Keith says you can buy plastic speed bumps and throw them out there. That would slow them down real quick. You know what? These scooters are, they're not licensed, so they can't be driving them down a public street. I don't think they don't have tags on them. So it's like, oh, you're going to turn me in? Oh yeah. Let's do that. When the cops come here.
Well, romantic relationship between then.
Man, she is hot. I'm sorry. With the glasses on top of her head.
Her director, Olivia Ortz, and a 17-year-old student by the high school principal in April. The month-long investigation, police say, turned up a treasure trove of evidence to support the claim, including text messages, a love letter, and overnights here at Ortz's home while her husband...
That's a pretty cool-looking house. I mean, it's probably not even... it might be over 1,000 square feet, but it's a cool-looking house.
...and was out of town.
He believed... that it was an adult male that she was having.
Now, see, that's also the other thing, people. Fish on J says 100% tribute saying. but I don't think a lot of people think about these teachers that are hot and they're married and they got a husband. I would love to hear from you guys in the chat room, or you can give me a call, 407-270-3044. How, as a man, that would have to be a rough one to take, right? If your wife, steamy wife, teaching, ends up hooking up with a teenager and cheats on you with a teenager, that's got to be a big... ego blow, right? Or blow to the ego. But also at the same time, I don't know. As a guy, how do you get by that if your wife cheats on you with a high school student? Especially like if you know, she comes out and's like, "Oh man, this teenager, biggest penis I've ever had. Just wallered it out." I mean, he's 10 times a man than my husband. Oh man, isn't that like the biggest cuckold almost? Like, you are getting cheated on with a high school student. Jesus Christ.
A relationship with. She told him it wasn't what he thought, which certainly turned out to be accurate. And she ended up admitting that the letter was from a female student.
On May 5th.
All right. Was she lying? Because now, see, the only reason, because there's these stories every other week in the news. There are a couple of different layers to this that I wanted to, the reason I'm talking about it is because, one, she replaced somebody that got busted for an inappropriate relationship with a student. 2 years later, she gets busted. She's hot looking. And it is a female student. Wow. I mean, this is one that I've never heard. This is a different take on the story. It's scissoring.
Police executed a search warrant on the Orts home and confiscated a cell phone and iPad.
Ugh.
Police say the two continue to communicate.
Now, you know, and I know, that she is going to go to a male or a female prison. And you know, one of those butch type ladies in there are going to turn her out. Like, for sure. She is going to be one that people, I'm telling you right now, there might be 3 or 4 women in this prison that she's going to go to that are going to like shank somebody. There's going to be some deaths over this fine piece of real estate. Fish on Jade just said, "Old girl just wanted to give extra credit." Just saying. Twisted Movies. Oh, damn, darn. That iPad will get you every time. Well, I know what you meant. Well, you did say spell check. He wrote, "The iPad will get Yahoo every time."
Exchanged 100 messages during a 2-day period last week until they got caught.
But Keith Vina, though, it was not a boy from what I'm hearing from everything that I've said, or maybe she said it was from a female student. I don't know. Maybe it was a boy, but from everything the news is saying, that it was a female student.
Caught.
The two of them exchange over 100 surreptitious communication.
You know that sheriff was like thinking of a good word and he used serotypish. I can't even say it. You know that he probably was like, "Oh, give me a big word."
Using a music app so nobody would discover it.
We went to Orts' parents' home in Hermitage where she is.
Okay, see, this is the other thing I don't understand. I know that I've never seen, well, I have. Some real idiots, some real crazy people that have been accused of stuff that will come out and give a statement or something. These reporters, they know for a fact going up to the door, they're not going to get something. They're just looking for the video footage to be able to include, like, "I was trying to do my job. I walked up to the front door knowing that they weren't going to talk to me at all."
Staying and knocked on the door. Her father greeted us.
Is she home?
She's home. She's no comment.
Okay. Would you like to make a comment?
Shut that dog up!
Not at all.
Now, Orts is being charged with intercourse and sexual conduct with a school.
Wait, she had sex with poop? She had sexual relationship with poop? Because she was going to say stool.
course, and sexual conduct with a school student, as well as unlawful contact with a minor. Now, she's due in court next week.
All right. So I can get into one more. I can get into one more story. My producer, Vulture, sent me this one. Now, this right here, I think this happened in Arkansas, but man, oh, man, this might be one of the funniest white trash stories I've ever seen in my life. This is from Inside Edition. Somebody shot the water tower in Arkansas, where Johnny Cash is from. And look, you know, this guy had a high-powered rifle. He shot the, little outline of Johnny Cash, the shadow, the profile. Well, that's a head-on, so it's not a profile. He shot a hole in the water tower right in the crotch where Johnny Cash's crotch is to make it look like Johnny Cash was pissing out of the water tower.
This is a prank many argue walked the line. Someone shot the water tower in Johnny Cash's hometown of Kingsland, Arkansas. It's the talk of all 300 people in it. It's pretty obvious why.
It looks like he's peeing.
But this small leak is causing some big...
I don't know why I find this funny. Twisted movie. Seeing the stories of 40-year-old bodies being found in barrels at the bottom of Lake Mead in Vegas been discovered. Yeah, I was trying to find an audio story, but yeah, I'll get to that. Let me finish this.
Big problems.
Well, we're losing about 30,000 gallons of water per day.
That boils down to costing the town about $200 each day, totaling about $1,200 so far.
Hey, what's up?
I'm live right now. A little early, but all that's right, fine.
Hey, just send me to the weight room and I'll...
No. What's up? How are you, Jake?
I'm doing good. Sorry, I clicked a link so I don't think this is... You know, I use StreamYard sometimes, so sometimes I send links before the show even gets started.
That's fine. Where are you at, Jake? You're in Mississippi, right?
Mississippi, yes. And by the way, going back to that thing about you. The last story you did, about the teacher, the thing.
Well,
dude, they a lot of times the victims don't want to come out about that.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You know, we see that a lot of times. You know, in cases like that, the kids are they're scared. They don't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to play a story because it had a different twist to it. I mean, we see those stories all the time and everything. Back when you were in school, did you ever have a teacher show you extra attention? Maybe you thought she was flirting with you or something.
When I was in school, I was in special ed student because of my disability and stuff, and it's not just the teachers were the ones that had to help me for some of the people, the bullies.
Yeah. Yo, so you were bullied, though? Did you have any brothers, siblings, older brother?
I have older. I have two older brothers and one older sister. And I'm not, you know, basically, I was the, my parents had me when they were, like, older.
Yeah.
They were, like, I was like, you know, and by the way, sorry about the tweets about me being nervous about this.
No, don't worry about it, man. Hey, it's fine, my friend. It's fine. I just want you to come on. I just want to come on and be part of the show, man. So, so how much older were your brothers than you?
My brother, here's the thing. My sister is 20 years older than I am.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be like 40, 50s, then they're 50s and stuff.
Go ahead. I'll give you the floor. Yeah, tell people all about yourself, Jake.
My name is my given name. I'm gonna say my given name because I'm the wrestling business we call breaking the fourth wall.
Uh huh.
Saying this, my given name is Ellis John Hudson, but I go by Jake on YouTube, Twitch, DLive, and Trovo, and I've been a wrestling fan all of my life. I've watched the Monday Night I remember when TNT had wrestling on Monday night.
Yeah. Monday Night Raw? Well, not Monday Night Raw on TNT. That was WCW back in the day. Then
WCW, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No
also, there's a little bit of trivia. You know why that WWE has SmackDown now?
No, why?
Because WCW had Thunder.
Oh, there you go.
They were doing Thunder. So Vince was like, we need a show to go against that. SmackDown.
Yeah. Yeah, but SmackDown used to be like recorded and it was kind of like the jobbers and everything at one time.
Yeah.
It really was. Hey, one quick question though. You ever been to Arkansas before? Did you see the story I was playing about Johnny Cash's water tower getting shot?
I haven't been. I'm a big Johnny Cash fan, but never been to Arkansas.
Yeah. Let me finish the rest of the story. And if you want to say something, jump in.
Mayor told CBS News.
You kind of run on a tighter budget in small towns like this because it's really all you got to work with, and things like this can set you back.
They're in Kingsland, Arkansas. They only got 300 people there, Jake. How many people are in your town?
Actually, I had 1,000.
I live
in a city that we just got a couple years ago, we got a Popeyes and a Burger King and others.
Yeah, I mean, I remember I went to a school where the only restaurant fast food place we had was a Church's Chicken and a Taco Bell. It was one of those combo gas station restaurants.
Yeah. Also, and by the way, our Taco Bell and KFC are the same place. They're just combined.
I gotcha. Yeah, because they're owned by the same company.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Kingsland's mayor says another one.
Twisted Movie says that Flex Seal guy, I mean... Twisted Movies, that is a great point. Because you know the Flex Seal guy? You ever seen those commercials?
Yeah. I've seen people debunk that guy, too. I've seen people, like, test that product.
Yeah. You ever seen them, like, cut a boat in half and then they tape it together, like the Flex Seal tape?
Actually, a reporter from Detroit, who I'm friends with on Twitter, actually did that test with the Hardcore Pond guy, Les Gold.
Yeah.
Actually did that test and it actually worked.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I would try it, man. I've been in some pretty sketchy jumbo boats back in the day.
This guy had this same idea decades ago.
Not the first time this happened. It happened in 1993.
Hasn't even been a year since the town spent $300,000 in repairs on this tower. Now they've
look at
got
it. It looks like Johnny Cash is pissing out the front there.
By the way, 1993 is the year I was born.
Oh, you were. Man, I feel... God, I'm so much older than everybody else. Oof.
Yeah.
I love the overalls, by the way. Yeah, I got a pair of them. I haven't worn the overalls in a while.
Yeah. By the way, this month, May the 13th was my 11th year graduated from high school.
Oh, cool, man. What was your favorite subject? What was your favorite subject in high school?
Lunch. I didn't like school.
You didn't?
Mama wanted me to get an education, and before she died, she wanted me to get an education. She passed away in 2009 to cancer.
Sorry about that, man. That sucks.
My
mom's had cancer a whole bunch of times, and she luckily made it. Here, let's get through this story here.
It all over again.
We'll have to drain 50,000 gallons of water out of the tank. We'll have to run the...
You got a water tower in your city?
Yeah, we got a water tower. We got about like 2 to 3 water towers.
Anybody ever climbed it? Anybody ever climbed it and done something stupid?
You know what? The thing is, climbing a water tower, a lot of people... I've never seen anybody do it. I've seen people on Twitch climb like the radio towers.
Yeah.
There's things tethered to the thing so they don't fall off.
Yeah, I've seen that before, but if you get on a big radio tower, it's 100,000 watt, you get up too high, you're going to cook. You're sending out too many radio waves, man. They do have to knock the wattage down on the radio tower there, Jake, when people climb up there to change the light.
Yeah.
Off of line pressure.
The good news is, when that's all said and done, the water that once was the butt of jokes will be safe.
All right, cool. Well, I just thought it was a funny story. So, Jake, I got to ask you this. You know, everybody makes fun of Florida, like we're the crazy people and stuff. But the South, okay, you live in Mississippi, and and what state do people in Mississippi make fun of?
Basically, we you know, the only thing I hear is we talk about Texas a lot because people think Texas is bigger, but Mississippi's a little bigger. People here in Mississippi, we talk about Texas a lot. I love Florida. Want to come to Florida? Uh-huh. I love Florida. When I was younger, I got to go to Orlando and see. Now I got to see the Nickelodeon Studios.
Oh, you went to Universal. You went to Universal Studios there.
Yeah, and the Disney park there too.
Yeah, I mean that's real good. So, what do you like to do for fun in Mississippi, Jake?
But basically, one of the things is I'm on Twitch a lot, watching streamers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing is, it's like now, you know, that's how watching streamers and stuff is how I found you.
Oh, you did?
Because of you know who.
Oh, you could say Bubba Show. You can say Bubba Love Sponge.
Yeah, I saw, you know, I know that, you know, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
When you first was not there,
mm-hmm.
I was like, where's Tuttle? And no one would say anything. I was like, where's Tuttle?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they didn't want to say nothing about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of how it is in the radio business. You know, how many times I've been let go from other radio stations or somebody else was let go that we didn't talk about them and stuff. So you found me. I want you to be brutally honest, Jake. Don't baby face to me. I want you to be stiff, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so how about this? You're the program director of the Tuttle Daily Podcast, and I'm sitting down in your office, Jake, and we're going over stuff, and you're wanting to give me what I'm doing right, but you got to tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The thing is, I know StreamYard ain't easy.
Yeah.
I know I say it easy because I'm not doing half the things like all this.
Mm-hmm.
I love Vulture. Vulture sends me two emails reminding me I had this podcast.
He's a good podcast. I mean, that's a good producer right there, isn't it, Jake? Like, he's reminding you, make sure you're ready to go, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, I started to stream at 5, right, and ended at 6. We had to do a hard ending at 6. When I say a hard ending, we had to stop straight up on 6 so we could raise you.
Ah, there we go. Oh, so I interrupted your pod or your stream then.
No. Here's the thing. Be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
It was I was gonna stream so people couldn't. I was trying to get people to come over here. Lemmy actually on yesterday's show gave both your Twitter, your Twitch, and your YouTube.
Well, that's
Lemmy's been helping.
Lemmy's the best, right? Isn't she?
Yes, she is. She's a great moderator. She's a great person. She's an admin. She's an editor for me. She's, by the way, she's also doing a show right now. Doing an interview with someone while we're doing our interview.
Oh, we're competing with Lemmy right now. Jesus Christ Almighty! What the hell is that about?
She does a show. She does a show every Monday at this time. This is the only time that she gets to do shows.
Damn it, Jake! Then I should have booked you for a different day. You know.
Dude, don't worry about it. Don't worry. She'll watch the replay. She'll get to watch the replay and see that I'm talking.
All right,
so
what do you think I should do differently though, Jake? Like, what do you think?
The only thing you need to do different, mm-hmm. you know, nothing. You're doing good. Listen, the only thing, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You need to email StreamYard and say, hey, you want to get them on your show.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've been trying to get them on my show for months.
Yeah.
And well, StreamYard is here's the thing. You have to email.
Okay.
Or, you know. I also want to tell you mm-hmm. something.
What's that?
I've done YouTube for, this will be my 6th year on YouTube.
Yeah.
I love YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But thing is, you know, watching my first video of you of the first one was the you and that the day you were
when I was on with Bubba show when I went out with Drunk by Noon Dawn. Yeah. I mean, I'm if she's not in jail, I could give you her number, man. She might come up the Mississippi and hang out with you there, Jake.
Yeah, the other video that I saw was the Gene Lastman video of him hitting you with the yellow foam bat.
Yeah. Hit me with the wiffle ball bat and stuff. Got another person. I mean, Twitch is really growing too. Cowheads stole mole face or something face. See, when they put them all together, it says, "What's up, Tuttle?" Hey, Jake, if you, would you take questions from the audience and stuff?
Yeah, here's the thing. If they have questions, we'll answer them. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. Like I do my show, I try to do like the first part be like the like do a filter in product, and then when the person gets there, we'll if they have questions, if Vulture even has questions for me.
All right. Well, I mean, we'll take any of them. I mean, yeah. we'll definitely. So if you guys are in the chat room right now, you guys want to ask any questions?
What's up? $20 bomb.
That was David Rivera. David Rivera put up $20 right in the chat room. Super chatted me on YouTube.
Super chat, YouTube, super chat. Because by the way, Tuttle made $14 out of that.
See, there you go. Look who's in here, Country Girl 90_92.
Country Girl. What's up? What's up, CG? How you doing?
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Country Girl's a good person. Country Girl's a good person.
Twisted Movie says that he would... Do you own... All right, he says, I wish you had a Billy Bass on your wall. Have you ever had you ever own a Billy Bass?
No, I've never had a Billy Bass.
Yeah. My dad had one back in the day.
If you notice that I have that is window covering.
Yeah.
We took off that curtain stuff. We turned the air conditioner on because it's hot. How hot is it in Florida right now?
Well, I mean, it's pretty. It's all right. So it's like 92, 93. But I live close to the ocean, so it's not as hot there. But when you get in towards the middle of the state, it gets really hot. But it's 100% humidity. My producer Vulture, he says, will he make a show song for us?
Oh, I gotta give me a few days to do it because I'll take care of that for you if you want. I'll take care of that, but maybe you'll have to give me a few.
Take your time.
Send it to the. By the way, when I put the. Here's the thing, when I put your email in, it puts to Gmail. It doesn't put Tuttle in the name thing, it puts Gmail in it.
Oh, it does. Well, it's Tuttle@gmail.com.
Yeah, here's the thing. I was pretty nervous coming on this.
Why? Why would you be nervous? I'm a nobody.
Because I've seen videos, people calling like saying stuff about you like you're being a wild card.
Yeah.
That you're a wild card, so I don't know what title I'm gonna get. It's like the you don't know what title you're gonna get.
Oh, like, dude, Jake, I would never in a million years ever be mean or rude to you because like when I first started the podcasting and stuff, Lemmy was like, you need to get Jake, you need to talk to Jake. Jake knows a lot of the stuff. So and you did help me out and everything. Nelly Mandingo. I mean, you don't have to answer any. What kind of porn do you watch?
Can I be very honest?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I watch a lot of like the cam on. I can't say what the name of one of the, if it's a it's a cam site called. I think it's a. Gotta find this.
Well, I mean, I know. Campsites are great, man. Like, I mean, you don't have to be in anything weird. I mean, I will watch it.
Here's the thing. It's like, but the thing is, people think, oh, this guy has it. People are like, oh, this guy has a problem. He's watching porn.
No,
I'm watching it. I am an adult.
Exactly. It's fine.
Watching it, the thing is, it's like I'm watching it in my own home. I'm not bothering anybody. So why is it? Why is it people? Minor. Like I said before, one of the famous words. Mind your own business or you stop minding mine.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
I'm not telling you.
All right, so let's get into this, okay? You know what? No, Jake, don't worry about it. It was a dumb question on my part anyways. It wasn't even my question.
It comes from Ned, so.
Yeah. All right, so what is a typical day for you? Like, what do you do? Like, you early riser?
Basically, sometimes here's the thing. Before I say what I do, Neil, let me tell you, I was a caregiver to my dad back when my dad died in 2020. Before he died, when he was staying here, I took care of my dad. I was like taking care of him and stuff. So there's a lot of sleepless nights and worrying about him, and because he was a fall risk, and one time he fell and nearly broke his nose.
Yeah, hey Jake, you don't have to explain. Guess what? Hold on. What is the date today? 4 more days. It'll happy times. It'll be 1 year since I lost my dad, and you know, like. Sorry. Whenever I got done, after I got done working with Bubba 2020, I basically became both of my parents as caretaker, and you know, I helped my dad.
How long you been sober?
Towards the end of 2019. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm my mom's caretaker right now. It's like, it's tough. And it's very admirable of you, Jake. It is. You
know, I took care of both my parents, my mom and my dad. When I was 16, I took care of my. I was 15. My mom died 2 days after my 16th birthday.
Oh man, that had to be tough.
Yeah, it is hard, but the thing is, thank God I got good family and good people behind me. And you know what? And I'm also let me get back to the question you asked about today. In the mornings, I usually try to get up. I'm usually up like at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Five my time, CST, Central Standard Time. If you don't know what CST stands for, on one of the tabs, I usually have a BTLS on.
Bubba the Love Sponge. No, you can say it. I love Bubba. Bubba did a lot for me. So you can say Bubba. You can promote him. It's twitch.tv/Bubba Army. Yeah, Bubba Army. Or the Bubba Army, I think. So what I'm trying to say is Spice Boys Gold Mike Dorsop says, have you ever been on BTLS, Jake?
I actually did songs for them, but was on there as a call in. And Bubba, last time I got called in. When I called in, I basically got clowned by Bubba.
Oh, he did. You gotta understand, Bubba. I mean, I got clowned by Bubba all the time. You know what? I mean, so what? I mean, you should, you know, not take any offense to it. You know how many people? You know how many times people say bad stuff about me, Jake? It's all the time.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The thing is, it's like, you know. He also brought up he posted a story time where him and Manson were doing the whole Manson thing happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I do. So you still listen to Bubba though? Like you didn't get offended?
I don't get offended by Bubba. Listen, Bubba's a shot jock. His job is to do it for the fans. Shot jock it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember. Here's the thing. When I was first watching Bubba, he didn't even have a Cash App or Venmo. It wasn't like now.
Yeah.
where he didn't even have OnlyFans back in the day.
Yeah. Hey, Jake, I mean, Country Girl does bring up a great point, okay? Yeah. I mean, because Bubba is one of the nicest people you ever meet, and that is the truth, you know?
Yeah, Bubba is a... I do have a stuttering problem, so when I catch myself stuttering, I stop and I try to figure out what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a stuttering problem.
Well, I mean, it's okay, Jake. Don't worry, man. We are just having fun. We're two guys here checking everything out.
Do you watch wrestling?
Yes, I do. Well, I mean, I haven't watched wrestling in a while, but like.
Did you see that Sasha Banks and Naomi walked off, took through the belts to John Laurinaitis, and walked out of Monday Night Raw last week?
Yeah, I heard about that. But I watched wrestling when it was at its peak, I think. I mean, it's good right now, but you got to remember, when I was watching, Jake, it was in the middle of, you had... Heartbreak Kid versus Stone Cold. No, yeah, you had Shawn Michaels versus Stone Cold. Mike Tyson was the official. And then you had that whole, like, three-way feud. You had Mankind. You had The Rock. You had Stone Cold. Like, I went to the Royal Rumble when Hulk Hogan won it in Orlando. And I thought, oh, nobody will ever be as over as Hogan. And maybe he wasn't, but I swear to God, when Stone Cold was at his height walking out, it was deafening.
Yeah, Ned said is
Jake is more coherent than the president.
Yeah.
I mean, but Jake, it's good what you're doing, man. I mean, look, you're doing pretty well. I got 19 goddamn people in here right now, Jake. Yeah. I mean, you're kind of a draw.
You know what the thing is? It's, you know, when someone in the business says you're doing good, you know, one time I even got a good job from Vince Russo.
Oh, Vince Russo. You did, Vince Russo. You did.
You know, when my dad died, Vince Russo was one of the people that says, sorry for your loss. He was one of the people that messaged me.
Man, that's pretty cool. Have you ever tried to wrestle yourself? Like, everybody loves doing that backyard wrestling stuff or trying to do stuff. Have you ever gotten into the ring?
This is something that I am ashamed that I ever did for my channel. Mm-hmm. Early stuff was me jumping on a bed and wrestling pillows, and I would never do that ever again on my channel.
Well, because why?
I got called. It's like, It's like people like, oh, he's doing, I lost subscribers because of that. Sorry.
No, you can say shit. You can say shit. You lost subscribers over that shit. What? Did the pillows not pitch you over? The pillows didn't pitch you over.
Because people think it's kid shit. It's a kiddie bullshit. People don't want to see that. People want to see, you know, here's the thing. Right now, if you go, you know, I tell people when they watch my show, they're going to get it's control chaos.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of like that's my whole entire life. I'm like a car accident. People rubberneck just to see what I'm going to do next sometimes.
Yeah, sorry. I'm going to grab me a drink if you don't mind.
What you drink? I don't mind. What are you drinking?
Sweet tea. I actually put sweet tea in the Gatorade bottle.
That's fine. I mean, I love sweet tea. Well, I mean, I'll drink sweet tea, like, with real sugar and stuff in it. But, yeah, I mean, Gatorade bottles make good things to be able to drink stuff out of.
Sorry, but I didn't want to drink because I know that I've tried not to drink in front of, like, shows and stuff to try to be professional.
No, it's fine. Here, you know what? I got my water right here, Jake. I'm going to drink a water right
here. Yeah, but...
We'll definitely do that, Jake.
Yeah, I want to say that Michaela's in here, and you know, last week Michaela and Lemmy got mad.
Wait, they got mad at you?
Yeah.
Oh, about what?
Something that I don't want to talk about.
Okay.
I'll tell you about it off camera because it's like it was, I don't want to talk about it right now.
Okay,
it's something that I don't want to bring up again. I don't want to bring up old shit and rehash it.
Well, would you like to apologize without, like, just saying to them? Like, would you
I did apologize to Lammy, and Lammy and I are now friends.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but
I mean,
let's not talk about
it. Okay, all right, I got you.
One other question. By the way, are you really a honorary Hell's Angel?
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not. Hold on.
The reason I asked that is because you said he was honorary Hell's Angel to an outlaw biker.
Oh, yeah. That got me into a lot of trouble. Hey, hold on one second, okay? Hold on.
All right.
Just had a phone call coming in and stuff. But, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Go ahead. All right. So, what were you saying there, Jake?
You brought it.
Yeah. No, but I, you know, that was a bit that Bubba wanted me to do and stuff.
Yeah. How was it working for Bubba? And what I saw that Kate, and I've also saw the you and Caveman going at it while Trace was shirtless.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jake, you know, I think, Caveman was really super strong. A lot of people don't realize this. Caveman was a hell of a wrestler in high school.
Great. Anybody doesn't know Caveman is one of the producers of that show?
He's not there anymore.
Right.
Yeah, Caveman's not there anymore. But Caveman is one of the fastest big guys that I had ever seen. Like, he can move real, real fast. Very strong as hell, too. I had a lot of fun there. Bubba was great to work with. He's a genius when it comes to radio, genius when it comes to figuring stuff out and everything. So, it was great to work with him. Bubba gave me a chance to sit in the studio, like, full time, being a co-host and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it was great.
You know, the one thing that I've always said that, you know, I know that I've saw some of the guests you've had. You turned chicken salad out of chicken shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been pretty good. What'd you think of the guy that I had on Friday, the kid wearing the banana suit? Did you watch that?
Yeah, I've seen somebody, one of the interviews that I've saw before, I've seen a person wear a giant whoopee cushion costume.
Jake, one last question before we go, because I want to wrap it up, because I want to get out and watch a little bit of the Lightning game before it gets over with. I don't even know what the score of the game is right now.
Cowhead stole mole on your face. Said I missed that show.
Yeah, it's nothing right now. You guys, does it ever snow up in Mississippi?
It sometimes once or twice a decade.
Yeah. So Jake, what's your thoughts on Hogan? You like wrestling?
Hogan, basically, I'll be very honest, Hogan made a ton of money off of Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the sex tape.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know what? Here's the thing. Number one, when he went into TNA, I was like, great, Hogan's going to come to this company. The guy can't even wrestle. Mm-hmm. It was hard for me to watch one of his matches because they blade. You know, Nigel McGuinness that works in NXT now.
Yeah.
Can't even wrestle anymore because of how he was Desmond Wolfe in the early days, in the early 2010s. He got hepatitis because of that, because of the blood.
Yeah.
These people.
What'd you think of New Jack? You like New Jack back in the day? Were you ever a fan of New Jack?
I saw people like talk about New Jack and stuff. that, like, I've seen the Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah.
By the way, they need to make a Dark Side of the Ring about Bubba.
Yeah. Well,
Go ahead. Bubba's been in and out of the ring. By the way, I did find a rare video, the Wrestling in Memphis music where they did, it was a parody, Ned did a parody to it, to the song, did the parody of Walking to Memphis. And I think I think Vulture's telling you to wrap it up.
Yeah. Well, no, but I mean, all right, one last question though, okay? So, yeah, I was so nervous. New Jack came into the studio one time when I was working at 102.5 The Bone. And he is a guy that he is exactly who he is inside and outside of the ring.
Was you working the time with Bubba?
No, I was working. Or? It was Spice Boy at night. I was doing the night show at 102.5 The Bone with Spice Boy, and New Jack came in, and he was very intense. You wouldn't believe how bad his forehead looked from all the times he's cut himself.
By the way, if you guys don't know what 102.5 The Bone is, it was one of Bubba stations, and took over from and then Cowhead took over for Bubba
Yeah. Hey Jake, before we go, promote your channel and how everybody can find it out.
You can find me on here on Twitch at Jake Huston. With YouTube is Jake Huston. Twitter is at Huston Jake, and I don't even have a website. I don't have a website like you guys. I don't have a website that people can just.
You got on social media though. Follow you on social media.
Yeah. And by the way, here's the thing. I was thinking about doing a show late. I did a show called the Four Show.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm thinking about is taking a few. I might do a show in a few in a few hours, doing like the post show of this show.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean that would be great.
Here's the thing. I'm nervous because this is actually the first time that I got interviewed by a big star.
Well, I appreciate that, Jake, but you know what though? I'll be honest with you. You just made my fucking day though. You really did just make my day, Jake. Like I was having
a
crappy day.
You have worked at some of the major radio. You worked with Monsters. You worked with
Ron and Fez.
Yeah, you also worked with. Did you work with Tom or Dan?
I worked with Tom and Dan.
And if you guys don't know the media, I think it's mediocre time or corporate time with Dan.
Well, they got a corporate time which is on terrestrial radio, and then they got a mediocre time with Tom and Dan that is on online.
Yeah.
You know what, Jake? You know what? I'm going to be, I think, you know what? You're talking about them. I need to get you on their show. I think they would love you.
Yeah, I've been trying to get them to come on my show. Like, I've been trying to get you to come on the show.
Well, how about this? Let's plan, not tonight, but another night.
Yeah.
Well, not another night. It'd have to be earlier. Or can we do it on a weekend?
We can do it on a weekend. Listen, anytime, any day. Listen, and I you know what the thing is, I got a question for Vulture. What kind of software does Vulture use for his scheduling?
I don't know. I can find out for you. I definitely find out for you, Jake. Because if you're gonna do a song, I can get the scheduling thing done for you. Okay.
Yeah. If you can do it, and just the thing is, I'm gonna be very honest.
Mm-hmm.
Weekends are good. You know.
How about this? We'll do it whenever it works out best for you, okay? I'll get
a
link so you can check it out and stuff.
All right.
You definitely can.
I'm actually going to go. I'm going, you know, I think, you know, when the I call this the coffin cam.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good. That's a badass headboard there. I don't even have a headboard on my bed.
Yeah, but also look what I have.
What is it?
The pro.
Oh, you got is that like
Angry Birds?
Oh, Angry Birds. Yeah, yeah, man.
Yeah, before you know, I told the story before I got my
I got my hair shaven in January because, and this was the only hat I had to wear. I had to wear this until I get my other hats.
Yeah.
Because it was so cold and I was starting to freeze. I was like freezing.
Yeah. I wish I still had a guy that would actually, you know, do my merchandise still, because I would send you one of my hats and stuff, but I don't have any more of them. It would be cool to see Jake Hudson wearing my hat on his live streams and stuff.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The thing is I just want to say this, Tuttle.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very, you know, here's the thing. I don't do many interviews with people.
Mm-hmm.
I usually do shows on my own channel. But thing is, it's like coming on here. I was like, by the way, we're talking about the bone, and they just tweeted something.
Yeah,
I had them on Twitter, and every time they tweet something, I get notifications about it.
Yeah. Sorry. No. So how did I do? Like, I mean, did I make you feel comfortable during the interview and stuff?
Let me just rated you.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I mean, that's awesome.
What's up, Libby? Welcome to the stream, guys.
So did I do a good job, like, interviewing you? Did I make you feel comfortable?
Great. Hey, you did amazing. I just want to tell you this. You know, I thought that, here's the thing, when people say, I was actually nervous because we did not talk about when I did a show that I don't message the person. We do full throttle still, like shoot interview.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, is he going to bring up, is he going to ask me something stupid or.
Well, I ask a lot of stupid stuff, Jake, but no, I mean, you've done a great job. You brought it. Yeah. You brought the heat tonight, man. Like I couldn't have asked it any better. Listen, Jake, you said that I'm a big ass star and stuff. This is the most people that I've had on my show in quite some time. So I know Lemmy's in here helping, which I think is great. Lemmy is the best in my opinion.
Lemmy is she's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
She is a sweetheart.
I think her
and Michaela are both sweethearts.
Yeah. And if I'm being honest, like, Lemmy is, like, I think, like, my streaming crush. Like, I know she is already spoken for and stuff, but, like, she's so cool. I mean, she's just, like, a chick that you could hang out with and stuff. And she's hot. Yeah. So, you know.
What's up, Balls Deep? What's up, Balls Deep? How you doing? What's up, Curtis Versus?
Yeah.
Reading chat. Here's the thing. You know. I want to say that it's very awesome get to talk to someone like you, Tuttle,
mm-hmm.
because you have, you know, I've watched the shows. I've watched the stuff you did with by the way, did you see how Gene Lastman ended his run over there?
I did see that with Gene Lasker and he just walked off.
I always get him confused with Gene Cheeseman from Gold Rush.
Yeah.
The guy that one of the people there, but never mind. But the one thing that I would always tell people when they're streaming and stuff, just be honest with you know what the thing is, go on these shows, and here's the thing, Tull, you've never done anything wrong to me.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna put what Bubba did against you or what STS did. You know, STS.
Which one's
that? Still Toe Morning Show, Aaron Imholt and them.
Oh, did they do something to you or like I don't even did don't, they do something to me?
Let's not talk about it. Let's not talk about it. Let's not talk about it. I'm not gonna put anything. You know, why did I just put my foot in my mouth? God damn it!
I don't even know what STS. Okay, well, I mean, it is what it is, Jake.
It's showing YouTube that Lemmy and Michaela are both moderators for.
Oh, well,
what's up, Redbeard?
I mean that's good. I'll definitely have to check
Redbeard's
it out.
Redbeard's here. Oh, we got some bigger people. Some of the bigger people here.
Redbeard wants to know where you get that backdrop from.
That's a window covering.
Okay. Well, I mean,
that's the window cover right there. It's right there, and you're gonna see my feet. Hold on. Let me move my feet.
Oh, come on, man. You got big feet, Jake?
Yeah.
Now, what size shoe you wearing there?
Size 13.
God damn.
Size 12 and a half, 13.
Yeah, I'm wearing 10 and a half. Holy crap.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You're how tall are you?
I'm about 6 foot and a half.
I'm 5'11", 270 pounds.
Oh, see, you're rugged, dude. Like, nobody would mess with you.
By the way, I stunted my growth by thinking I was on the TV show Jackass and doing stunts.
Oh, like, what's the craziest stunt you ever done, Jake?
I do running and stuff. I run and I jump off. I think the craziest shit I've ever done, is try the toe of Satan.
Oh, what is the toe of Satan? Is that a hot pepper?
Hot candy.
Oh, it's hot candy.
And I've also tried, by the way, I don't recommend, if you have if you don't like hot stuff, do not try the Mountain Dew Flamin' Hot. Oh. The Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew.
Did the toe of Satan or whatever it is, like, because when people eat hot stuff and everything, it burns their buttholes when they go use the bathroom. Did it burn the LBH?
The butthole?
Yeah, the butthole. Yeah.
Or I like to call it the asshole.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
Here's the thing. I hate hot shit to the point that, you know, if you watch the, I had to age restrict one of my videos because of the language.
Yeah.
By the way, you know who Jesse Tyler is?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Remind me.
One of my Redbeard's friends, Jesse Tyler, did a singing thing, and I got up there and helped me and Lemmy sing the song WAP.
Oh, you did. WAP, yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, that was the first time that I ever got, I sang part of the song and she sang part of the song.
Well, that's good. See, then you do, you're a parody guy. Like, I have no musical talent at all. You play any instruments?
I don't play any instruments. When I do the songs and stuff, I'm like, I hope Vulture can remind me to do the song, because sometimes I forget. I go on one of the projects after I get done I forget to do stuff. So, but who I need to send it to, you or Vulture?
You could send it to me or you could send it to Vulture. I mean, it really doesn't matter. I mean,
I might not have Vulture's email, so.
All right, well, how about this? You can send it to me, and I'll get you Vulture's email, okay?
All right, so, you know, I have a lot of fun, but I think it's time for us to
There you go, All right, hey, man, you're such a superstar. Like, you know what? Like, this is it really makes me think that I need to, like, reevaluate what I'm doing, because, like, I have you on as a guest. I got over 30 people on, and I'm talking to you, and you're the first guest. It's like, all right, come on, we got to wrap this up, Tuttle. We got to move along.
You got a hockey game to go to.
Yeah.
Watch.
All right, Jake. I really appreciate it, man. You. And I thought you did a great job, my friend, okay?
Thank you, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
All right, bye. All right, Jake was on. I'm going to get out of here, guys. Got a lot of stuff I still got to do. Hopefully you enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.